Hey there, Patriots. Sorry to be checking in a little late. Had a little problem. Thanks for stopping by and Circle Us. Today's show is to get you thinking about what's going on locally. There are some events happening locally here in the North County area of San Diego. And obviously, people should be going to ones that are near them versus maybe traveling a lot at this time. But one that I'm excited about is going to be held here in Valley Center on the 7th. And there should be some after parties going on as well, but I was informed by someone that I respect that inappropriate for me to be promoting other organizations and nonprofits that are trying to be involved or are involved, not even trying, but are involved in the effort for taking care of kids that have been rescued, and some of them are teens, and some of them are grown-ups. Tim Ballard, back in 2014, I said I wanted to be involved after hearing Tim Ballard of Our Rescue talk about what they were up doing. And I also knew about Craig Sawyer of Vets for Child Rescue, who had been on Alex Jones' show. So I thought, like, gosh, if people know about this, we'll be able to defeat this really quickly. And I also knew that President Trump was working really hard to roll up the pedophile rings, which is a key component, because if you take away their ability to make an income and that they go to prison and their assets are seized, you know, that's a major way to solve this problem. So I was like, I'm all in. I'm going to just work at doing this, and you know, I'm all excited and started. I put on my website, Celebration Depot, Lori's Celebration Depot, a teddy bear to sell to raise money, and like I thought, oh, this would be so great. But because I was talking about child trafficking, I also got cyber attacked, and I also got shadow banned, and I also got banned, and you know, I probably have set up at least 24 accounts on Facebook and Twitter. And I will say that the only place that I haven't been banned is Getter. And that guy who founded that, I believe, is a patriot. So if you don't want to be hassled and messed with like I have been and, you know, derailed like I have been, get on Getter, getgettr.com. Even on social media, because I was talking about things that are sensitive, I got banned off of social, Truth Social. So go figure. But anyway, I was told by someone I care about and respect that me talking about other organizations is tacky to try to also promote what I'm doing, my business, which is trying to help people to get their own business going, because we're going to be going through rough times, and the less people that are desperate, the safer it is for all of us, especially if you're in a city. So anyway, I also realized that it might seem strange to be talking about other people's events and other organizations like Project Runaway and the Reckoning, the Remnant Tour, the Truth Tour, Reawaken America Tour. I mean, there's so many of them going on, which I'm excited about. The TP Turning Point USA. There's so many going on that I thought, oh, how, what this has to be, you know, organized. It has to be you're not going to know about it unless you come across a newsletter about it, or, you know, have some someone sending you an email saying, hey, there's going to be an event here in town. Yeah, so I was trying to think ahead of, like, how we can keep everyone in the loop. But my twin, who's more experienced with this stuff, says it's wrong for me to be selling tickets for the Inspired Getaway. I thought that was a nice way to try to raise money for donating to the fund for the scholarships for the rescued kids. She's telling me it's wrong for me to be talking about these other organizations. I don't understand that. It's like, if you believe in, you know, your school football team and they're selling tickets to booster or, you know, to some event, you know, how is it wrong for you to talk about it? I just don't get it. You know, I mentioned to her that Glenn Beck had been trying to help our rescue with Tim Ballard. You know, he's gotten very connected to Hollywood and to the good people in Hollywood. And I don't mean he's connected to bad people, but, you know, he doesn't need any help from me, that's for sure. And he sent me an email telling me I'm a conductor, but, you know, I never even get invited to events or anything. So I thought that everyone was doing their best to figure out ways to help, but apparently you have to be a movie star to be treated with any respect. So Glenn Beck's involved with our rescue, and I can't even try to promote them, and I get my text or my tweets before I was banned taken down, and I can't put them into a show as a, I can't even like mention the website. It's like, so apparently in trouble, but I don't, you know, I'm not sure what exactly is wrong, but apparently it's a very elite club of military and special forces and wealthy people, and so they don't want to include anybody that's like me. So I get it. I'm supposed to not talk about them. I know that companies and the businesses that I've talked about, growth in donations as well as volunteers, and that's partly why I did it, because I knew we had an incredible task ahead of us, and it's not about sitting on, you know, Kirk Cameron's campfire revival, you know, sharing info. You know, it's about actually meeting face to face and getting involved and doing things. And I haven't even found my niche yet, because I've been so busy working on trying to get the word out. And I did put together a site called on Tumblr, tumblr.com. I tried to put some videos up there to make it easier for people to get inspired and to, you know, see the overview, which I think once you see it, you're like, oh yeah, of course. But, you know, I'm not seeing any of this on social media, so maybe I'm just not connected to the right people. I don't know, but partly why I keep trying is because I think if enough people are aware, that's half the battle right there. But anyway, I put together a site. It's Lori and Company buzz.tumblr.com, TUMBLR.com. That's Lori, LORI and Company, buzz.tumblr, TUM like Mary, B like boy, L like Lori, R like railroad.com. And I put some of the videos there. And, you know, I think road trips are a good thing to do right now, because of issues with flying. Let's see. So, I mean, I'm telling you that because I'm trying to explain to you why I'm kind of, losing my mojo and my enthusiasm, because I thought that I was doing the right thing, but now I'm being told that, I'm out of line, and I don't understand. If I say, like, this hotel is having a special, you can save 20% on your hotel room. Like, why do I need permission to tell somebody about that? So I'm not going to ask permission to promote the organizations that I'm trying to help and have donated to, and would like to donate more to if I was able to, have more of an income. So I'm going to keep doing what I think is the right thing to do, and let you decide whether I'm, spinning my wheels or not. I mean, the other thing is that a lot of these organizations, whether it's Wounded Warriors or DAV, which is a military organization, or Tunnels to Towers, T2T.org, they get lots of support and, major support from even the communist news networks and from Hollywood and stars, and like Carrie Underwood is involved with them. I mean, they don't, and part of me thinks like, no, they don't need help, but I never hear about them. So, how they're not putting a lot of money into advertising because they're getting referrals and getting, word of mouth help. But there's other organizations that might be, really needing support, and you're not going to know about it. And, one of the organizations, obviously, is the Boys and Girl Scouts. They got infiltrated by people intent on ruining the reputation of Boys and Girl Scouts. And I don't care whether you like hearing that or not, national directors of Boys and Girl Scouts, you purposely let really inappropriate people be in charge of your scouting program, knowing that it would destroy the scouting program, and that makes you wicked. So that's another thing that's happening, is the good Boys and Girl Scout leaders are starting new troops, and they know who the fly in the ointment is, so to speak, and you got to get connected to a troop that hasn't been poisoned by this woke ideology, which is straight out of hell. So, we're in such, we're in a war, people, and, I could just give up, and you could just give up and just say, well, that's that, we had a good run, but we wouldn't take that much to get rid of the cancer that's in our society. And I say get rid of it, I mean, nullify them, mute them, get them out of power. They have taken over because they keep their jobs for decades, and they recruit more that are just like them. So they're the poison, and they have to be taken out. And the reason that they keep saying that Trump's the poison is because he's going to come after them. And so, they have to paint him as the problem, and he's so, he's so divisive, and, nobody wants to work with him. And, they sue and arrest his friends and colleagues and lawyers. So they make it seem like he's the problem, and he's not the problem. He's actually a big part of the solution. And the other thing is that he can only be in there for one term, because they're going to say, you already had a term, you can only do two terms. So if he goes in and cleans up the mess, gets rid of the really wicked, corrupt, communist, anti-American scumbags that are in charge, it'll make it easier for the good leaders coming behind him, and it'll make it safer, because, to open up your eyes, they're not even giving Robert Kennedy Jr. Secret Service protection. So what does that tell you? He's entitled to it. He's running for office, and the Democrat Party is refusing him Secret Service protection because they say he doesn't have enough support. He has way more support than Joe Biden. They're also systematically lying about Biden's record and his accomplishments and the fact that he has taken like 360 days of vacation already. I mean, the guy is not fit for the job. Even if he wasn't so old, he's mentally not there. So we have a big cover-up going on. They also want to quickly, at the last moment, slip in somebody like Gavin Newsom or Kamala Harris, whose mother is from India and her dad's from Jamaica. And supposedly she was born in Alameda County, California. But it's unlikely that her parents were U.S. citizens when she was born here. She was not, in fact, born in India, which I suspect she was. And her parents are academics, and they're Marxists, and you know, they're anti-America, and their daughter is as well. And you know, they're going to try to put her in last minute, or Michelle Obama, who's disbarred and a fraud. And or Gavin Newsom, who is a relative of Nancy Pelosi through marriage, and has destroyed California, and has you know pushed things like that, even that the people have voted against, like late term abortion, and you know they're putting on another $1.15 in car gas tax. And all kinds of stuff that he has done that doesn't get any media attention because they're all in the same little fiefdom, little club. So you're not going to know about that either. So in my opinion, we need to have more shows like mine because the ones that are successful shows, like Joe Rogan, for example, or some of the bigger podcasts, they don't want to say anything to lose their sponsors, and they don't want to say anything that's going to cause their base to get mad and stop listening. So in a way, maybe that's what's good about me and people like me is that we owned. We're not I don't care about – I mean, it'd be nice to have sponsors, but – you know, I'm not going to watch what I say just so I can make a, you know, some small percentage off of being a sponsor for somebody or having a sponsor. So in a way, I'm, you know, what we need are more people like me, more free agents that are just saying what they think has to be said. And there are a lot of shows, especially on Rumble, that are doing that. Now, I want to say that I've said this in the past, I want to say it again to get it through your heads. You know, Joe Rogan has, I don't listen to his show very seldom. He has had some interesting guests on, like, what's her name, Ramini, gal who was from the show with Kevin James. King of Queens, I think it was called, Leah Ramini, and she was into Scientology as a family with her family for, you know, a long time, years, decades. And she's been on Joe Rogan discussing that. And so I listened and was trying to find out more about that, how people get suckered into that club. But he knows, Joe Rogan, according to Alex Jones, as well as from what I can gather, has said similar things to what Alex Jones says. But Alex Jones was considered a danger because Alex Jones was not taking, he wasn't taking his talking points, or he wasn't reading a memo from his, you know, from his handlers. He was actually, had an opinion of his own and would say stuff that they didn't want out there. So that's why they targeted him. And, you know, it's like that old saying, if it, you know, they came for everyone and then no one spoke up. And then finally they came for me and there was no one to stand up for me. I stood up for Alex Jones when they went after him because I knew it was just the beginning of going after other people, and, you know, like Tucker Carlson and going after Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck has his own network because he didn't want to be censored. But even he has to be censored. Even he has to watch what he says because of FCC regulations, but also because he doesn't want to be paying money for his servers and his airtime and then have it be that he, you know, gets taken off air and he can't broadcast. So independent radio, little shows like this, I think are important. And I think you need to start your own. And if you want to have help with that, I'd be happy to give you a hand showing you how to use it. I'm going to open up the chat room. And if you want to call in and ask a question, it's 515-602-9725. 515-602-9725. I personally a little I feel a little surprised how things have gone, that it's been so difficult to even stay on air, to be able to have my accounts not messed with. And I just got banned from Twitter again. I don't know why. Just suddenly I'm blocked. And, you know, I thought about, like, why would that happen? Well, I think one of the reasons was Hillary came on to Twitter, X.com, and she starts trying to say something, you know, profound about Jimmy Buffett. And I said, don't pretend you are anything like Jimmy Buffett, okay? Or, you know, you and your pal, your murdering pals. I didn't say she was a murderer, even though she is, but in my opinion. But I said, you and your murdering pals have nothing in common with Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett was a free spirit and a communist, but he wasn't ruthless and evil like you are. So she pulled some strings and got Elon's CEO that is globalist tied. I don't know why he put her in there. Let's see, he's corrupt too. So suddenly I'm blocked. And, you know, this show I would have normally promoted on Twitter because it has the most reach. And, you know, said, you know, the show's going to air at noon, come on over. But I couldn't do that. I was blocked. So I had to figure out another way to get the word out. And I'm just, you know, pretty worn out. And, you know, as a volunteer, that's why people don't really like to volunteer. I did a lot of volunteering when I was young. And, you know, it is pretty thankless. You know, you make the people that are up above you look good, and you get some, you know, half-hearted, you know, pat on the back. And, like, I found this when I was working for the college, and I did my own job, plus organized their 60th anniversary event. They forgot about it and hadn't budgeted for it. So I put that together as well as my own job responsibilities, which was a lot of outreach to the community and work doing events. And when I did that, I didn't get paid extra. Maybe I had some of my expenses covered. I'm not even sure now. But, you know, I wasn't publicly or even privately thanked, even though I had done my own job plus this, you know, very intensive, time-consuming job that I wasn't told about when I was hired. And so when you have experiences like that, it gets you turned off on being a volunteer because you always have some jerk that's in charge that gets all the accolades and doesn't acknowledge that his support staff is what's behind it. And he did, the director of the department, you know, made, you know, some nice little comments, but, it's like that and $5 would get you a cup of coffee. I mean, it's like, so what? But anyway, obviously you don't volunteer because you want to have pats on the back and accolades, but you definitely don't want to volunteer. And then when it's all done and over, that your job, your, in my case, my position was filled by my friend's Latina girlfriend, and that was it for me, even though I was like a month shy of being permanent. So I worked really hard and did a really good job, and I got smeared and I got fired and lost my income and never got a job offer again. So I tell you this because it's an example of why it's important that we stick together and we know who we're dealing with, and we give our business to people that we know and people and our businesses that are trusted. And that means, like, you don't keep ordering from Amazon because you have your Amazon Prime and you get your free shipping, whatever. You got to be a little bit more, I don't know how to say it. You have to be a little bit more thoughtful about who you give your money and time to and business to, because that guy runs Amazon. You know, he doesn't give two hoots about you. And he's also getting special help from, I guess, from the government, because he's able to offer, and that's a big help in getting business. But anyway, so let's see. I'm going to go through this quickly and maybe finish up early today. I was feeling pretty good about things until my twin basically told me to stop promoting the organizations that are involved with what I call, under the umbrella title, Operation Rainbow, which means helping to make things good and beautiful. So it's not exactly what I needed or wanted to hear. I haven't received any thank you card saying, oh, you know, we really appreciate you talking about our organization. You know, they're not paying attention to this. So it seems that the best way to get involved is to involve through your church or your local organization. You know, they know what's happening. They know where they're needed. And they're able to, you know, have credibility. I went to a Republican meeting in town the other night, and I met the local superintendent who's, you know, received awards for his and recognition for, you know, his efforts. But, you know, it's real easy to do a good job when you're getting a good salary. You know, it's hard to do a good job when you're not getting any income, when you're doing it as a, you know, a real volunteer. And, you know, I don't mean that as a knock towards him. I'm just saying that you get more support when you can get the public behind you. And as long as you're doing a good job, they're going to say nice things about you. But it's harder when, you know, like I had contacted my church, for example, years ago about speaking about human trafficking, child trafficking situation. They didn't want to touch it. You know, they were afraid of upsetting people. So now that it's okay to talk about with the movie, Sound of Freedom, now everyone's, you know, jumping on the bandwagon. But it's hard to be taken seriously when followers, so you're not an influencer, and you're not, I don't want people to follow me because I don't want them to get banned. But it's more like, it's already a very thankless, frustrating job to try to get involved with. And, you know, I took it seriously. I'm a conductor. I'm supposed to, you know, get the word out. But all it came from it was hassles, including cyber attacks on this very platform. So I just get them saying that my best advice is to try to do things with a group that you get to know personally and that you can grow to trust, because and that whether that's the Optimist Club or, you know, the local firefighters association or even like Rotary and Lions Club and Moose Club, you know, those are, you know, clubs that have the same people going to them, and they go to them because their dad went to them, and their dad went to them and their uncles, and so they know a lot of people. Or even organizations that are affiliated with ethnic backgrounds, like the Swedish Club or VASA and Zonta, the Greek Club. And, you know, there's ways that you can get to know your community without necessarily, you know, being involved with, Chamber of Commerce, BBB. I mean, those are all great ways, but I did belong to them, and not the Chamber, but the BBB. And, you know, they have gatherings once in a while, and you have to pay to be there. And talking basically to people that are worried about their own businesses. They're not really worried about sending business to you. So you always have to be networking and getting out there and showing what you've got and talking about, you know, your product or your own business, your own website, etc. So this is something I want to talk to you about on the 7th, is the Patriotic Old Glory event. On the 11th will be the Patriotic Remembrance and First Responder Military Ceremony, and that's at a different location. The 7th is a little event before the varsity football game, the Jags versus San Pasqual at Jaguar Stadium. And it's sponsored by the Valley Center High School Foundation. The thing I found out about that I was pleased over was that the my local high school has a lot of realization that, because a lot of farmers and ranchers out here, they have programs for learning skills like what Mike Rowe talks about. MikeRoweWorks.org. That's his foundation. Mike Rowe of Dirty Jobs. His foundation is involved with trying to get jobs in different parts of the country that don't necessarily require special licenses or a college degree, but pay well. That's MikeRoweWorks.org. And my area, my local high school, has a good culinary program, as well as, I guess, food service, and also I would call those tech skills that can pay well, but you know, you basically learn the trade, and then you do your internship, and then you become a HVAC or a plumber or a welder or diesel equipment mechanic. You know, these are skills that are needed. And I think I mentioned this in one of the other shows as an example. When Notre Dame burned down and they tried to do the repairs afterwards, they had trouble finding artisans that were able to do the repairs on the inside as well as the outside. and the art restorations, because those skills haven't been passed down, and the artisans that, I mean, even with, you know, the mosaic tiles and statuary, you know, it's not something that they're teaching in art schools. And so they had trouble, they still have trouble restoring the Notre Dame. So in our country, we have older architecture now too, especially in the big cities. And so I believe that masonry work and stonework, sculptures, things like that, you know, are going to be more needed than they were before. I think I mentioned about the scouting for a reason. The scouts are teaching skills for life, but they're also, a lot of people don't know, but the Girl Scouts started originally as a way of teaching girls to be independent and in business. And that's where the selling the cookies thing came from. And along the way, it's been hijacked by leftists. And unfortunately, you can't say to a Girl Scout leader, you know, you're gay and you're pushing communism, and that violates the code of ethics and mission statement of the Girl Scouts. So we're going to make sure you can't be a leader, you know, because then they'll sue you for going after them. So what ends up happening is a lot of parents just pull their kids out of Brownies and Girl Scouts because they see the kind of people that are being put in charge of it, and they don't want their kids to be involved. So that's how they destroy our society, bit by bit, very systematically and deviously. You know, it's not a coincidence that suddenly your Boy Scout leader is a gay guy who is molesting kids in the tent. Okay, this is intentional destruction of our once very wholesome and decent culture and groups and clubs and organizations that were trusted. So you have to push back. You have to find other alternatives. There's Heritage Girls, and then there's a new Girl Scout troop that has started in my area. And the person running it is Claudia Solorzano. So it's C-S-O-L-O-R-Zano at sdgirlscouts.org. You can text her at 619-297-5196. I think the Boy Scouts are also, you know, going through an overhaul. I mean, as I said, it's within a Sioux Happy area, or not area, a Sioux Happy world. You know, what do you do when the people that are in charge of an organization are detrimental to your organization's mission statement? Well, that's why you make them sign a mission statement that they have to agree to and adhere to. Teachers take an oath of allegiance to the United States flag, not the gay pride flag, the United States flag. When they are given their fat salaries that they work for part-time because they're off 3-4 months a year, you know, add it all up. Sorry if you don't like hearing that, but it's true. It's not a bad gig if you have a good set of kids in a good school system. Anyway, the teachers take an oath of allegiance to the United States Constitution and to the flag. So when they put up a flag that's the gay pride flag and they push down your school and ask your kid if, you know, if they really are a girl or would you think you might be a boy, they immediately can be evicted. Okay, that's be fired, and not fired with a salary while they're waiting to go through court and all that stuff. Fired, okay? You know, do not pass go, do not get any income. So that's the other reason why they can't stand Trump, is because he's pushing back on saying that, you know, you can't have employees that are defiling their obligation and not doing their jobs and pushing their agenda. the agenda should be learning and raising and producing good patriotic kids that have pride in their country and want to serve their country, whether it's in volunteer work or in the military. Okay, it's not, these leftists are producing weeds, okay? We need flowers. We need beautiful, beautiful, good souls, not militant Antifa and BLM people. So that means you got to be super careful about who you hire at your school, who you hire at your school, or who you have running your organization. And you have to have a document, a legal document, a legally binding document in place so that you can get rid of them if they violate their code of conduct and ethics. Okay, it's not that hard. If they violate that, doesn't matter if the teachers union says that you can't fire them, they violated their code of conduct ethics pledge, and that's how you get rid of them. And you know, they plan on getting rid of good teachers and replacing them with a bunch of communists and foreigners. So you know, we have to be a little bit more proactive in trying to push back. All right, so the current events from a biblical perspective. But that's also a difficult subject because the churches and the synagogues, for that matter, haven't been teaching this. Okay, they intentionally kept a lot of information to themselves, or they were taught incorrect information when they were in theology school. And so if you have, you know, a communist theology teacher that's been there for 20 years, you know, he's going to produce a lot of communist, clueless, spiritually dead. And I know you don't like hearing that either, but I don't care, because it's very few and far between that you have a pastor that, you know, really knows the Bible and doing it because they feel they have a calling. My twin knows people who went through theology school, and a lot of them in there were just like, I don't know what else to do. It seems like a good gig, and you know, I'm going to do it. So it's very few and very seldom that someone's actually a pastor because they feel that's, you know, their calling and they're good at it and they care about people. And that's why they all want to have, you know, the congregation grow, because they want to have free help, and they also want to have more tithes. And you know, if you're not tithing, then you know, you're not doing what the Lord says, which is to give 10% to the church. But you know, there's other ways that you can tithe that don't involve going to a church every week, handing over money. They don't like hearing that either. So that's not going to go over very well either. But part of the reason why people are kind of turned off on church is because of not feeling like they are getting spiritually fed, and that they, you know, feel that their community church is making a difference. I do think the churches where I am are good churches and run by good people. I'm not knocking them. I'm not putting them down. I'm saying that there are a lot that are not even teaching, you know, biblical truth. The gal, Melissa, who's in Texas, who has freedomforce.live, like 800 plus videos that she's put together showing current events from a biblical perspective and delving into, she's written a few books about the subject of end times and 1,000 years of peace. Like, it's end times for the cabal and the wicked. It's not end times for us. They just want us to think that it's, you know, the world's going to, you know, have asteroids exploded or whatever, all these, you know, terrible, scary movies that Hollywood comes up with. We haven't fulfilled our obligation that we were, and our directive that we were given by the Lord. and by his son. So, you know, until those things are done, until the church is spotless and without wrinkle, until we're ready and, you know, have done what we can to prepare the way, not going anywhere yet. So that's what Melissa of FreedomForce.live teaches. There's a group, a husband and wife, who have RemnantRevolutionTour.com. Remnant, like the last of the last of us. Remnant, R-E-M-N-A-N-T, Revolution Tour. And they've been traveling the country, mainly Midwest a lot, and doing baptisms and talking to people. If you want to know more about them, you can go to RemnantRevolutionTour.com. Also, Freedom Patriot Network. I'm mentioning these things because unless you meet somebody who says, hey, have you heard about this? You're not going to hear about it. And when you go to church, you know, very seldom do they talk about other churches and what's going on because they don't want to lose their congregation because they rely on the donations and the free labor. And I know that's not nice to say it that way, but that's really what it comes down to. If you build up the church and you have, you know, a lot of members, you know, you don't want to have them peeled off because they go to another church that has a better band or a better pastor or more fun things going on. You know, so it's you know, they're running it as a business. So it you're not going to hear about like, oh, there's this Remnant Revolution Tour. You know, have you heard about that? Or, oh, did you hear about the Reckoning Fest in Texas? Or they're not going to be talking about other events because it takes away from them. I didn't hear one peep about the Memphis Freedom Tour that was put on by Big Tree, that guy named Big Tree, that has been a guest on Glenn Beck's show. I didn't hear anyone talking about that, so I put it in the newsletter. I mean, I think I'm doing something, you know, good and helpful, but, you know, maybe I'm kidding myself that it's, you know, like they don't, like my twin keeps saying, they don't need you. Well, then how come I'm not seeing commercials and hearing it talked about on other shows? So like, how are you supposed to know about these things unless you hear about it on another show? So check out the RemnantRevolutionTour.com. What I like about them is that they are the couple that's behind Banners for Freedom. That's Banners, two N's, B-A-N-N-E-R-S, the number four, Freedom. They came up with the idea of taking donations and then using it to buy billboards in Times Square and around the country. So you had a lot of really provocative billboards being put up and helping to educate the sheeple very quickly. And so I admire this couple. I'm saying I always have trouble remembering their name. LT of And We Know has interviewed them. They're very, very nice couple. And they put together the billboards in an effort to try to educate people, but also people who are just trying to advertise their business. Like, for example, Kirk Elliott, he's a PhD, and he gives he's a private advisor, financial planning. So he bought a banner for Freedom, and his thing is protect yourself from the inflation tidal wave, people over profit. Anyway, the billboards are really effective, and right now streaming free. It's reawakeningseries.com, reawakeningseries.com, condemnedusa.org. It helps the January 6th captives. I don't know whether you're aware of it, but Joe Biggs, who has been on Alex Jones in the past and is a veteran, and I think he's considered a war hero, he's just been sentenced to 17 years in prison by the D.C. paid off judge, or whoever it is that's doing it. I don't think he had a trial by his peers. The cabal runs D.C., and they know how to put in people into courts and, you know, judges that will do what they're told to do. The judge doesn't, you know, you have the prosecutor standing there saying, you know, yes, Joe Biggs is a veteran and he served his country admirably, but the fact remains he was at January 6, 2021, and here's a picture of him with his hand on a barricade, and here's a picture of a knocked over barricade. So they put it out that he was, you know, bringing down the barricades. There's no pictures or no videos of that, but they convinced the stupid ass jury that, you know, he did something terrible. And it, 17 years, I mean, you have child molesters getting a couple of years. You have Antifa getting 2 years and off and out early for good behavior. I mean, this is like, it almost seems like it's not real because it's just so shockingly biased and outrageously inappropriate sentencing for anyone that's affiliated with the Patriot Movement. And the Patriot Movement, you know, they're not a bunch of, radicals. These are just people who, a lot of them have served their country. They put down their life, lost an arm or a leg, or, you know, gave up time with their families to serve our country. And they're patriotic. And that used to be something special. After World War II, it was normal to have Congress have Korean and World War II veterans and even later Vietnam veterans. So you had people in Congress that actually had some integrity and morals and you know, or had been willing to serve their country and die for their country. Not anymore. You have the scum of the earth, radicals, Obama-type people in Congress. You have Muslim women shooting off their mouth, like Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez, and Iman Omar, and whatever, Tlaib. You know, they would be killed in their own country if they said the stuff they do here. But they get into office and suddenly think they can take over our country. They're the terrorists, okay, not us. So as long as you keep having these kangaroo court trials, January 6th, prisoners of war are going to be mistreated, and they are being mistreated. They have terrible conditions, roaches, bad food, not able to see their lawyer, limited to how long they can talk on the phone, limited to how long they can see their family. I mean, these people have, like in Joe Biggs' case, they cut off his veteran pay, and so he has no way to support his child who's being taken care of by his mom. I mean, we're dealing with people that are in the shadows and they're faceless and they're nameless, that you know, they're not just mean and nasty. They're wicked, okay? These are people who are occupied by demons or spiritual forces that are alien. I don't know what to think, but these are not normal people. These aren't people that say, yeah, you shouldn't have been inside the Capitol that day. Well, they went inside the Capitol because they outside were firing gas grenades and guns, and so people didn't know if there was a shooter there, and so they panicked and they ran into the Capitol. They don't talk about that at these bogus hearings and bogus kangaroo trials that are all done and put together to protect criminals like Cheney and her dad, like Bush and his dad, who's dead now. And, you know, they don't they don't want anything to come out about their family and their dynasty because it'll affect their donations to their foundation and their library. So it's all about covering their own, you know what, and they don't really care if people like me have to be terrorized by the government. They don't care if people lose everything or if people get depressed and, you know, suicide or, do drugs or whatever. I'm very grateful that I've never done drugs. And so I don't, you know, if I'm found with heroin in my body, someone put it in me. And I have the blood test to prove it over the last 50 plus years of my life. So, it's hard for ordinary people to wrap their heads around what kind of out of control wickedness we're dealing with. But it's important that you understand it because it will either make you more determined to fight against it, or you'll just give up. So it's one or the other, folks. It's like, you know, the choices aren't that many at this point. Okay, on that LoriandCompanyBuzz.tumblr.com, so I put the what I call home base, which is things you can use for your own 9/11 memorial. And it is a festival because people will be having music and they will be having reunions and sharing info and listening to speakers. And, you know, it's not going to be a quiet event. And, it's awkward because it's a very sad day, but it's also a time for us to celebrate our loved ones that have passed recently and, you know, since 9/11/2001. But on top of it, I'm hoping that it can change how we view this day, that it's like a turning point, that it's a day that we have a remembrance of it, but that we also make it a point to gather and celebrate life and share local heroes, people who, you know, have done something for the community or have done something for their country or went above and beyond the call of duty, people who have made a contribution, people that are good role models for your kids to hear and know about. And I had the idea of using the historical crowns that are sold on orientaltrading.com with George Washington, and to use them as little crowns because, you know, we're supposed to rule and reign here, people. We're supposed to be in charge, not evil. And then use the crowns as a way to for your kids to collect signatures from the speakers or the authors that are there talking about their book or the, you know, town hero, and then have it as a keepsake. Because I like the idea of recycling. When you look at the videos that I put together, I think a lot of kids aren't being told about the Liberty Bell and the whole story there, how that came to be and passing Stowe, putting it, making it, and how it got cracked. And that William Penn, who was one of the first people, not one of the first, but a major leader, who Pennsylvania is named after, William Penn. I believe he was Quaker, and he was very devout in his beliefs, and he was hoping that our country would be, you know, blessed and be a blessing to others. And he insisted on the inscription on the Liberty Bell, which I think is kind of momentous that it cracked because it's like track. And there are people who believe that our country was hijacked pretty early on in our history. It wasn't something that just happened recently, that there were bad people here from the beginning, secret societies and, you know, for lack of a better description, satanic people, satanic forces, people who are people that don't love the Lord and that love money and power, and that they took over pretty quickly. A lot of people don't know that after the Civil War, our country was broke. That Civil War was caused by the Democrats. The Democrats were the plantation owners in the South. Democrats are the ones that wanted slavery. The North didn't want slavery, but also the North had a different situation. They had more factories and more not relying on farming as an income. So the aristocrats in the South who had bought up big pieces of land wanted to continue with slavery because they needed the slaves to do the work. They weren't offered an alternative, like, oh, the government's going to offset costs for labor. You can get the next two harvests in without, you know, worry. But then from there on, you have to, you know, hire indentured servants or, you know, farm labor. So that's partly why the Democrats in the South didn't want to end slavery. The other thing is that they wanted to leave the Union because they believed in states' rights, which ties into the Gadsden flag, which is about our Constitution supposed to protect individual states' rights and wishes and what they want to do. It's not a Nazi flag. It's not a Confederate flag. It has a specific reason behind it, but the communist teachers won't tell you that. And then on top of it, after the Civil War ended, brought to a close by President Lincoln, Republican, freeing the slaves, we were broke, and the people that were in charge went to Europe to borrow money. And the Queen, not really her personally, but her handlers, the people that told her what to do, because remember, the Queen Elizabeth, you know, didn't even go to college. Okay, she just inherited her money and her titles and her properties, and you know, so she had people telling her what to do. So she sat there with some loan documents and, you know, put America under British rule, but that's basically what happened. They got money from the Vatican, and they changed the loan documents so that we, the United States, were no longer a sovereign nation. And nobody wants to hear that either. And, you know, I'm sitting there rolling their eyes and calling me crazy right now. But if you want to know more about this subject, check NESARA, NESARA, and JustSARA, which is the global part of it. I would suggest you go on YouTube, UGETube.com. Look for the interview of Dr. Jan Halper, H-A-L-P-E-R, H-A-L-P-E-R, who works for the Pentagon, not for Trump, not for the CIA, not even for the DOD, Department of Defense, works for the Pentagon. And her job is to see what the public opinion, the public pulse is. And she explains what's going on. But the media is paid not to show these videos. So she went on Great Britain News, GBN News. The BBC works for MI6, the CIA of British intelligence, doing as they come, and a bunch of leftover Fabian socialists and Nazis. So they started a new network over there called Great Britain News, and that's who Dr. Jan Halper went on to talk about what's going on with the two presidents, that Biden's the president of the failed corporation in the United States that was set up after the Civil War, and Trump is the president who is the president of the new republic, restored Republic of America, the United States of America. And, you know, it doesn't really matter if you don't think that's true or not. There's so many indications, if you would just pay attention, that it is true. But if Trump had stayed in office, refused to leave, he never conceded, but if he had just refused to leave, we would not have had it shown to us just how corrupt and devious and demented and ruthless and evil the shadow government of unelected bureaucrats are, because by Trump leaving the Oval, it made it that they quickly tried to roll out the shots and do that in August of 2021. Trump was out of office in January of 21. So it's not Trump's problem what happened with the shots. But, you know, I give them the benefit of doubt. Maybe they weren't trying to do mass genocide, but, you know, the shots are supposed to be refrigerated, and they weren't refrigerated. You had a lot of trucking. Remember the shutdowns, convoys of trucks, and you had the Suez Canal with the barge in the Suez. I mean, a lot of things happened that could have affected the quality of the quote-unquote vaccines. They were emergency use shots that, you know, you can't call them a vaccine because they were not, had not gone through the proper Biden gave money to the CDC to expedite them pushing out the shots. Okay, so they may have not realized, I'll give them that benefit of the doubt, that they didn't realize what they were pushing out there, and that it had been tainted or got rancid from not being refrigerated. I'll give them that, but I don't think that's true. They knew exactly what they were doing. We even have audio of insurance companies execs talking about they didn't get rid of 20% of the population, and that would help them balance their books because us old people are costing too much in the last part of our lives. And they especially went after the over 50 group because we're more conservative. We've lived through wars, and so we know how horrible war is and are against it. And there were young people online talking about the shot being the boomer remover. Is it baby boomers? Boomer remover. So we're dealing with, you know, really wicked, disgusting people that people would not believe how devoid of morals and compassion they are. Because these are people that have been raised by really wicked, evil people, so they don't think the way you do. They don't have the same values and principles as you do. A lot of them are atheists, so they don't even have a moral compass. They think that somehow their rights and freedom come from the government, not from the Lord. They think that it's the media pundits that protect their freedoms. It's the military that protects your freedom. It doesn't matter what documents you have or you know, what the media says. If they don't protect you, it's the rule of law, and that rule of law is the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and that's backed up by our military. So start respecting our military, because they're the ones that are going to save your ass when things go badly. Anyway, I keep thinking that eventually everyone will be saying the stuff that I'm saying and point you to, you know, the Reawaken event that just happened in Vegas. It was a 2-day event the last week of August, and that's on Rumble. And there was important people there. And there was people that, like what I call the frontline doctors, had some interesting bombshells. But you're not going to hear about it on the talk shows or on the media, because they're paid not to talk about it. You're not going to hear what Roseanne Barr said at this event. She was there. Or the blessing proclamation that she made to try to steer our country back towards the middle. You're not going to hear what Lara Trump said or General Flynn. There's lots of people there at the Las Vegas event. If you want to check it out, go to Rumble and look for, type in Reawaken America Tour Las Vegas. Look for Thrive Time Show with Clay Clark, who hosted it and put it together with General Flynn. It's vital information, and it really bothers me that people aren't going to talk about it. I'm, as I said, banned from Twitter now, and I still have Getter, and I don't like using Facebook because it also is a spy place where they, see who your friends and your family are so they can round them up too when the time comes. And I know it sounds like conspiracy talk, but if you understood that what we think of as, isn't it nice that, Siri heard me talking about going to on a cruise and suddenly I'm getting all these offers about cruises. It's much more insidious than that and dangerous than that. Do not talk about anything personal, anything about your plans when you're going on vacation, going to get divorced or whatever it might be. Don't talk about anything on the phone or online because they have it all and it'll be used against you. I know how that sounds, but it's true. If you want to contribute to the conversation, I would like to know what your opinion is about how you deal with volunteers are not people you want to have near kids. And that's an awkward situation because of there's an organization right now, which I'm not going to mention it. They have a volunteer that supposedly the kids love, and he dresses like a woman. And he goes, she, whatever you want to say, goes in and deals with the kids and volunteers. And supposedly the kids just think he is great. Not doing anything wrong. It's not been accused of anything. But for a kid to see a big strapping man wearing fake boobs, padded bra and, painted nails and dressed like a woman with a wig on and lipstick, obviously not a woman. I don't think that's healthy for young kids to be exposed to, but that's a person that, wants to help and wants to be near kids and they want to volunteer. So what do you do in a situation like that? How do you handle it? How does a church handle it? How does an organization handle it? What do you do to protect yourself from being sued by other parents or by the person who's offering to volunteer that, wants to cross-dress or be a transgender? This is a whole other, can of worms that's been opened up because of the transgender agenda being rammed down our throats. In the old days, when I say the old days, I mean like in the 70s, 80s, 90s, there were transgender people in every country, in every town, but they didn't shove it down your throat. They didn't say, hey, I want to volunteer and work with your kids in the after-school program. They knew that what their lifestyle choice was not for everyone, and it's definitely not for modeling to young kids, especially kids that are approaching puberty, because when you get near puberty, it can be very, I think, easy to seduce. And especially like Oprah Winfrey said on her talk show, if you are any good at being a molester, kid won't even know that they're being molested. The kids will still think it feels good and they won't mind. And I thought that was a very strange thing for her to say, but she might have a point that, molesters wouldn't be able to molest kids if they were, doing it in a violent way. It's done in a very insidious way where it starts with a touch and then it starts with a stroke and then, your hair is so pretty and, let me massage your back and that shirt, that looks too tight on you. Let me see what you look like in something else. And, it's very, they're very clever and they're not going to make it obvious until they are sure that they are going to get away with it. And then they usually, I think, tell their victim, like, don't tell anybody or I'll, come back and kill your mother or get your baby sister or whatever. So these are mentally off people. So again, my question is, how do you deal with a person who's volunteering for your organization or your church or your school, and they're clearly, let's just say, weird or unusual or not traditional, however way you want to put it? What do you do to protect the kids and also prevent a lawsuit? The number to call is 515-602-9725. I was thinking about this a lot because of an encounter with a person who is a man that dresses like a woman in public and is a volunteer with a school near me. I'll put it that way. I was really kind of like, oh, no. Obviously, these are people that live among us, so they have a right to be involved in the community or to be a volunteer. But if they are going to take a leadership position with your organization or your church, the way to get to protect kids as well as yourself is to have them sign a legal document that has them adhere to the principles, values, and mission statement of your organization. And if they deviate from that, then they're in violation of their legal agreement, and you can legally dismiss them or refuse to have them partake in their volunteer efforts. And I know that sounds pretty draconian and harsh, but that's how you have to deal with it. But you have to make sure your mission statement is very clear, is okay, and what's not okay. I mean, I could be a weirdo. I'd say I like to wear dead cats on my head. Does that give me the right to go in public and sit next to kids and talk to them and, talk? Oh, I'm a volunteer here. You got a dead cat on your head, lady. It stinks. Oh, you're offending me. I mean, you can look at it from that point of view, that it doesn't matter if they want to have you validate and objectify them as a female when they're clearly a man. It doesn't matter. It's not about them. It's about what's good for the kids and for the culture. Okay? No culture makes it that goes the way that we're going right now. I mean, if you want to know more about this subject and the way it affected society, culture, art, and people, it's a very dirty, very, I would say, X-rated movie, R rating on it, but it's Caligula, who was an emperor. And as debased and perverted and whacked out as could possibly be. And when my other brother was in film school. He became aware of that and he watched it and told me about it. And, you know, it really shows you how in ancient Roman times, how perverse and, you know, out of control society became because of not having standards of decency and morals. So then, of course, the left will push it back the other way and say, oh, you want to restrict, you know, freedom of expression. And, you know, that's what happened with the, when they went after the communists in Hollywood. The people who testified at the hearings, the church committee hearings, and talked about the invasion of un-American activities in Hollywood, a lot of them were famous stars. John Wayne talked openly about the subject, but he didn't testify there. But Ronald Reagan did. He was just SAG, Screen Actors Guild president at the time. I don't think he was even a spokesman person for GE at the time, and he wasn't running for governor of California at the time. He spoke out against what he saw, the communist infiltration of Hollywood and the union being so violent and being, unreasonable and causing all kinds of trouble. And so did Walt Disney. And Walt Disney said he didn't think he had any communists in his business. But after he was dead, they sure took over, hired only gay people, apparently. Gay people that get their kicks putting subliminal messaging and art into the movies to show how clever they are at pushing their agenda onto kids. I posted a lot about that, but of course that doesn't go over very well either. Just point out that these cartoons and Hollywood movies, even Disney movies, it's more to it than what you think. They're putting a lot of subliminal imagery and messages in there. And they keep wrecking up Marvel comics as well. Anyway, my point is that when they testified in Hollywood or in DC against the infiltration of the communists, a lot of them were Jews that had survived World War II, and a lot of them had chips on their shoulders, felt that they, had been, that they had something coming to them, I guess is way of putting it. And they weren't really Jews. They were just Jewish background. And so they didn't think that there's anything wrong with, pushing into a movie like the movie Gilda with Rita Hayworth. There's this undertone of menage a trois in that movie. They didn't think there was anything wrong with that. They didn't think there was anything wrong with having women or men dressed like women, as in the movie Some Like It Hot with Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon and Marilyn Monroe. I mean, the pretense of that was that the woman, that the guys, Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis, needed to get a job and they were on the run from the mob. And so they dressed like women in order to get into the woman's orchestra as cover, but also they needed a job. But at the end of the movie, there's an indication that even though the rich guy knows that Jack Lemmon is a man and doesn't matter, which is the first, or one of the earliest movies pushing same-sex sex. And I can give you a bunch of other examples. The movie The Crying Game was a pretty mediocre movie, but the main thing in that was that the guy who's straight, ends up having an affair with a man who thinks them is a transgender who has a penis but also breasts. So a thousand cuts. It's a slow indoctrination that has taken place, and we're not going to get out of our situation or have, you know, it be like it was in Leave It to Beaver time and Happy Days with, you know, Ron Howard and Fonz. It's not going to be like that again. Everyone understands that, but it doesn't have to be the way it is now if we as a society try to, in a unified way, push back. Now, something that, you know, you're not going to hear about on the news is what's being talked about on today's InfoWars. I don't watch that InfoWars all the time, but when I do, I usually find I learn something important. One of the things that they're talking about was that they are discussing using the lockdown again, but this time it's going to be even harder because you're not going to be able to get money, and you're not going to be able to not get the shot. So this, you think that these, you know, psychopaths would just give up and call it a day, but they've worked for a long time to get to this point. And our Department of Defense and DARPA, you know, they're way farther ahead. They have ways to do things, and you'll be shocked about it if you listen to the tape of them talking about it on video on InfoWars today, the 6th of September. You'll be shocked what they're saying. But again, you're not going to hear about it on the news, and you're not going to hear it about it at your water cooler at work. I mean, this is why they shut down shows like InfoWars and try to shut down so many other shows that were telling what is being hidden and covered up. So right now, today, Donald Trump spoke in Las Vegas at a rally. You know, they're going to take his name off of the ballot in many states, especially the Democrat states. And by the way, the Democrat Party, you take out the illegals and take out the fraud, the Democrat Party is maybe 25%, 30% of the country. They're lying. They're not the majority. They just pretend they are by taking over education, unions, and the media. So we're being ruled by the minority. And the thing is that you ask yourselves why even the Republicans don't want Trump. It's because they are one party. It's a uniparty, and it's two different wings, but they all have the same agenda, which is to line their pockets and to waste our money. And they don't care about national sovereignty, and they don't care about if you're, you know, can't afford to put your electric on, or if you can't pay your water bill. They don't care. They care that you pay your taxes, and that's why they spy on people. They want to know everything that's happening with you, because it's about control. And, you know, that's what the book and the movie 1984 was about, was trying to show and tell what the, you know, end game is. And people didn't listen. You know, it's about a group of people. I don't even know whether they're people. They might actually be occupied humans, meaning that there's some alien force inside them, or maybe they're fallen angels that the Bible talks about. Maybe, you know, they're aliens. I don't know. But these are a group of people that are in the shadows that have absolutely no problem if millions die in famine that they create, or if millions die in a war that they push, or if our young men and women, especially men, go to war and come back missing body parts or unable to function or psychologically damaged or unable to procreate or, you know, whatever, by the drugs that they've been given and shots they've been given. They don't care. This is about a war for the planet. And I know that sounds, you know, the goal is not to make life better here. The goal is to get rid of us. And I don't even like saying that because I know it sounds like conspiracy talk, but that's the goal. Okay. If you would just listen to alternative media, you would have a better idea of what I'm saying. On my YouTube channel, I have a couple of them because I kept having trouble getting into them. But the one channel that I think is actually useful is there's a few of them, but the one channel has a purple B and a key, and it's Lorian Company -InCircleUs. And on that channel, I put, it's Lorian Company -InCircleUs, and then 2588. So they that's another way I get messed with. Like, I set things up, and then they go in and change things so that I'm harder to find, or my channel is no longer an easy to find channel like it was. Now it's Lori and Company -InCircleUs 2588. I didn't add the 2588, they did. So that's how they suppress what you'd say being seen, by making your Twitter handle suddenly no longer Lori and Company. It's Lori and Company with a number. So I'm pretty well set up and have had enough. But the Lorian Company YouTube channel has a banner across the top that says Make Life Beautiful, and it says Lorian Company. But on the channels, I purposely put other shows, other channels, other people, pastors and politicians and thinkers and shakers and movers. And, I put Ann Vandersteel there, and Ann Graham, and Lisa Haven, and Bongino, and Professors Steve Turley talks. He's very educational. I put the movie Monumental there that Kirk Cameron narrates. I put a guy in Sweden named Peter Emanuelsson, who's a field reporter. Put a whole bunch of different channels there to try to help you to be aware of other sources of information, because you're not going to hear about what I say on the news. And I've been told not to listen to InfoWars or to listen to Real America's Voice, americasvoice.news, or even Glenn Beck. He has quite a few shows on his platform, Blaze Network. If you're not listening to this, what I call alternative news, you're not going to know about what I'm talking about. The Epoch Times, EPOCH, the Epoch Times. That's in many languages, and it's a great platform. Sid Roth is Supernatural. Jonathan Kahn's official channel, I put that there. Dutch Sheets, who's a pastor. Put them all on one page to try to help you to at least listen to some other points of view. Another one that I think is important to point to is Open the Books, which was started by two brothers, Adam Androsky, saying his last name wrong. They basically look into where our money is being spent and the abuse of our tax dollars. I mean, like recently I met someone who did a craft at the library, and to me it was obvious that she was a government worker because whether she was or not, I don't know, but to me it was like the signs were there because it was extremely well organized. It was very nice selection of material that she put out of her own pocket. And she had taken the instructions on how to do it and laminated it. And instead of putting in like two flyers on one page to save money and then laminating it, she just did it on one. So that was an indication that, you know, it wasn't her money, that it was a government behind it, put it that way. And also, people nowadays don't normally give away material and their time for nothing. And she was doing it, you know, just as a fun thing. So I told her about the community center having to offer classes as part of the community and their taxes that they get from the government, our taxes, not their money, it's our money. And that, you know, that they do the advertising and then you can collect a fee for, you know, the class that you do. So I always say to people, you know, think about what you know how to do, and then whether it's give singing lessons or guitar lessons, that you can, you know, do it through the Parks and Rec. So I think that we've got an interruption. I'm sorry about that. I think that part of the reason why it's hard to have a show that's, you know, fun and nice is because there's a lot of heavy stuff going on and a lot of people aren't aware of it. And it's not my job to do it. I mean, I'm pretty well, you know, feeling like I'm going to live my life and not not be bogged down with this. So anyway, if you have a skill or something that you want to share, please think about going in through the Parks and Rec program. So I think it's a good way to help. All right, I'm going to sign off early. I'm going to say be bold and be brave and we'll all be free. And I'm going to put on one of the old shows. I think that you'd be able to hear it. Finish off the last part of the show. All right, take care. God bless America. And don't forget to celebrate on 9/11. And remember that day and how briefly we were united as a people.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, Lorian Company listeners. Thanks for tuning in and stopping by. As you can see from the show notes, I've put the information from the latest Reawaken Tour itinerary on below the Blog Talk Radio Lorian Company show page. A lot of stuff is going on. And you know, I do want to get to the point where I can just talk about, you know, happy stuff and beautiful stuff and do the interviews and have people coming, stopping by the show to talk about what's going on with them. But right now the focus is on getting people aware and alert and ready to fight. And I don't mean fight like street brawling or, you know, what the kind of stuff that Obama's supporters do with rioting and harassing people in public places like restaurants and going to justices' houses and illegally threatening them, trying to change their mind about issues. That's against the law. It's a federal crime. They should be in prison. But Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, get it? They won't do anything because they're Democrats that are doing it. So that's how they operate. They use intimidation. They use really low, dirty street tactics. And that's how they get in office. That's how they stay in office. So it's coming out that there is, like what we've been told, a lot going on behind the scenes, but most people just aren't aware. So I'm trying to tell you to pay attention, because for a long time, the media made fun of people who were what they call preppers, you know, preparing for natural disasters and things like that. Now they realize, oh, they might have had some, reason to be pushing that, because there are going to be food shortages, there are going to be supply chain problems. And honestly, the farmers aren't to be blamed. If there's no diesel for the equipment, how can you plow 20 acres? You know, it's like the demon rats are so insane. That's why nobody wants anything to do with them, because all they care about is keeping their foot in the door. I want to give a shout out to Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, who's an eye doctor, surgeon, and he's the son of Ron Paul, who was also a doctor and a military veteran, and, you know, basically a very decent man who raised a decent son. And Rand Paul told the Democrats in Congress, you're not going to get $40 billion to send to Ukraine to bail out your scumbag pals there, because we're going to put an inspector general over that money and see where it goes. Because what they've been covering up is that for a long time, our tax dollars aren't used to help programs in America, help the homeless, the people who are mentally ill, the people that are coming back from war and they're, you know, they have missing legs, missing arms, they have shell shock, PTSD it's called now. They're not taking care of our roads and our system of keeping our own country and securing our ports and securing our airports and harbors and borders. They're not doing that. They're sending it to their crony friends in high places. And that's what the Bible means when it says that we are battling principalities of darkness in high places and wickedness. But guess what? Just like cockroaches, when you shine a light, they scramble and they. Okay, I'm back. There's more to that episode, but I wanted to point out something to you. You know, I think I've spoken about before that the publications to print advertising, magazines or even newspapers, is very expensive. So when you see them out, you know, for free, like at, you can pick up the Valley Center magazine, it's called the Valley Magazine. You can pick them up at like the box office, which is a shipping and printing place. They also do sports apparel, custom logo stuff, nice people there at the box office on Valley Center Road. You can get a Valley magazine. And, you know, a lot of effort's gone into making these very nice-looking publications. Share them, but also don't take it if you're not going to actually use it. But one thing that you know, you can find out about local info in it, like school leaders, welcome back for the 23-24 year, school success, back to school, how to have a successful year. It's the Roadrunner Valley magazine. A lot of roadrunners out here. I'm right near, well, Roadrunner Ridge. I can't even say it. Then there's advertisements from local businesses like Valley Center Smiles, which is Greg Carlson. They have ads from small businesses like the Mutt Hut. Kevin Hubbard is talking about his current project that he's working on. He's a custom builder. Let's see. A lot of times they have interesting history about the area. And this is obviously for every area, but I'm talking about this area because, you know, I'm interested in this area becoming all that it can be without being taken over by communists. They have an All Tribes Elementary Charter School. Different, I mean, it's not just a typical magazine. They really try to put in a lot of info besides just ads from businesses like Cosmic Solar, pushing, give you the bus schedule. New principal has been named to Valley Center, Palma Unified School District. Let's see what her name is. Sarah Songer. You can get the Roadrunner at dozens of locations. Lilac Foods, Harvest Farms, Armstrong Feed, All Seasons Market and Deli, Escondido Chamber of Commerce, Lake Walford Cafe, the Roadrunner, Valley Center Office, Town Center Market, Rincon Travel Plaza, Palo Vista Gas. Palma Valley Trading Center. Anyway, the reason I'm mentioning this is that with these road trips, people going, you know, around the 11th of every year, and like this year, the 11th is not on the weekend, so you know, going on before and after the 11th of September, you'll want to be featuring businesses in your own area, but also if someone is coming to your area, that they can easily point to having an event in your area, say a concert or a fundraiser or whatever it might be, a parade, that they can easily find out information about it, but even if they're not from the area, that they can know where to go to learn more. And I think the idea of doing a local publication is a great thing, but also that what I've shown in the past on my social media feeds, where you can take a brochure or a catalog and make a PDF out of it, and then download it as a PDF and then upload it to the online website that I use, which is Pub HTML15.com pub, like a bar pub, HTML5.com. And that makes it so that you can share your publication in a big community and everyone can see it. I put the Ramona magazine up there on my Encircle Us site. And that's the one that you can also download it, make it look like a bookcase, or you can just look at it online or share it as a link. So it's a good way to go green, but it's also a good way to help local businesses be seen, because they don't normally, a small business doesn't have the advertising budget to be on TV or even in major publications. And, you know, the person who has been involved with volunteering to organize events for businesses, the radio ads and the TV ads are, not affordable for most companies. So one thing that would be, it's needed, I think, is to have more like local networks, don't get told what they can say and what they can't say, and have a TV station that interviews local businesses and talks about current events that's happening in your area. Because, it's one thing to see what's happening in Maui, but, we're concerned about our own areas, which is natural. So if you've got the means to have a studio, that's the next thing that's needed, so that you don't have to rely on the networks, or that you're told that you can't say that or you can't interview that person. That's the kind of heavy-handed stuff that's going to be happening more and more. Be bold, be brave, and we'll all be free. God bless America so we can bless the world. Happy September 11th.